Welcome to SolarCast, a podcast dedicated to news and information about the solar energy industry, produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
Is policy stalling solar development? This is your host, Joanna Schrader. Solar continues to shine bright in the wake of President Obama's call for more clean energy technologies and jobs. Yet there is a storm brewing as many states hold on to policies that are drowning the installation of the newest and best solar technologies in the market. Take California, for example. The state prides itself on being the most environmentally progressive in the union, but many areas are clinging to antiquated public policies. Mastercraft Homes Group, a California certified green building company based in Costa Mesa, California, recently completed the largest green community in LA County, known as the Gatsby, but not without ongoing policy issues making it difficult for the company to use the latest solar technologies available. Dan Thompson, the company founder and CEO, talked about the policy challenges he faced in order to install the latest and greatest solar panels on the roofs of all the homes of the Gatsby.
The biggest problem were the City of Los Angeles building codes, which restricted the use of the most current solar technology for residential use. And the City of L.A. Code is based on about a 10-year-old technology. And we attempted to use what are known as integrated solar panels, which lay on the roof like a roof shingle. They have a certain architectural appeal, and they're highly efficient. The problem was that the City of L.A. building code had not been updated in a number of years, and so the city and the fire department both resisted this use of the new technology. Probably added about 6 months of time to the project. And in fact, we actually had to build mock-ups for both the city building department and also for the city fire department so that we could prove that our roof shingles were safe. And only through that process was the city did they allow us to use the tiles. And in fact, even today, they haven't changed their building code yet, even though they gave us a one-time exemption.
While the Gatsby received a policy exemption for their integrated solar panels, the law has still not been changed. This lack of action prohibits the use of these solar panels on any other homes in the county, whether built by Mastercraft Homes or any other builder. Ultimately, this defeats the purpose of passing statewide policies that favor alternative energy.
Having changed policy, it generally would take a number of years, 2 to 3 years with any city. The City of Los Angeles actually could take 3 to 4 years, but we have people living in the house using the homes today. The roof tile technology is working very well, very efficient, and obviously we intend to use it for the balance of the project. We're just hoping that the City of LA can accelerate the adoption of both at the building department and the fire department of this new solar technology.
So why in fact has the process been so difficult in a state hailed as environmentally progressive?
That's a good question. I know that the City of L.A., the mayor, and all the council members publicly promote green, and even privately when we meet with them are green advocates. That being said, you know, it takes a lot of time to make a change with the building code, and I just think that the size of the city, you know, you have, 15, 20 million people living in Southern California, and, 5 million in the City of L.A., it's just the size of the city and the size of the bureaucracy that really caused these delays.
With the difficulties facing many home builders in California, I asked Dan if the expense of adding solar panels was ultimately a good return on investment for the home buyer.
I know that the retail costs are high, but as a home builder using this new technology, we probably cut the cost at least 50%. And in addition to that, there are a number of credits and rebates that are available through local and federal government programs. And particularly for the home buyer, at our project, the home buyer gets, I believe, a $7,000 federal tax credit. So the reality is, if there's virtually, when you take into account all of the different rebates and credits and the lower cost of installation, the cost is nominal, well, practically non-existent. Are required by law for residential users to buy any excess power. So what we do is we install special meters that in fact spin backwards. And during daylight hours, and that would be really 10 a.m. to about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're typically generating more power than you're going to consume. And so you'll spin the meter backwards. and sell the power back to the utility for the same price that you would pay if you were using power. And then as the demand, as your demand at home increases, as it gets darker, lights go on, the meter just sort of switches, goes the other way, and now you're paying for power.
And then Dan believes that antiquated policy is slowing down solar development in California. However, despite these policy challenges, Mastercraft Homes Group will forge ahead with installing solar panels as part of all their future home projects.
Yeah, it has to. The new technology of these integrated panels makes it very easy to install. They're much more cost effective than the old technology. So until the municipalities, counties, or cities, or whoever has jurisdiction, change and adopt this new technology, it will very much restrict the installation of solar.
You have been listening to SolarCast with your host, Joanna Schrader.
You've been listening to SolarCast, a media news source exclusive to DomesticFuel.com. Visit the website daily for news and views covering the solar industry and all forms of alternative energy.